Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about working effectively in and with a team. So I've titled this episode, There's No I in Team, or at least it's a working title, because working in a team, you need to work effectively. Like it sounds stupid, but you do need to work effectively in a team. Like there's being in a team and then working effectively in a team. So you can just belong to a team, kick your feet up, etc. But you need to work effectively. You need to be able to mesh in and everyone kind of work as one. So there might be many people, but you need to kind of work as one. So I've broken things down here into five of the most important things to consider, or at least for, in my personal opinion, what you should consider. There are other articles out there on, you know, what's important in a team. But these are ones that I find that are very handy to have and at least consider. So the first one, which is the biggest one, which goes outside of teams in itself as well, is communication. So having good communication goes a long, long, long way. Communication, it's an interesting thing because there is so many ways to communicate these days, but when communication breaks down, the machine breaks down, if I'm taking on that quote. And it's true, you know, if you communicate very well, things will generally flow very well and there'll be more of a positive attitude running around and things like that. So with communication, you're thinking, well, how can we communicate better? Well, at the moment, at least with the web, we have a myriad of communication options. So we've got instant messaging through applications like Slack or HipChat, Skype as well. We have voice, so we can use like Skype or Google Hangouts or broadcasting software. Then we also have email, good old email. Then we have project management software like Basecamp and Trello and some of the stuff from Atlassian. What else do we have? We have simple phone calls, text messages. What else is there? They're probably the biggest ones, actually, those ones. Not so much phone calls and messages, but definitely some kind of video or audio transport. That's another big one. The thing with that communication is understanding when and where to use it, or sorry, when and how to use it. So if something's semi-urgent, then you probably do it through an instant message. So people can still ignore it, or the receiver could still ignore it and get back to it, or they can pick it up straight away. Or if you have something that's a touch more urgent, you can do a straight up phone call or via Skype or Hangouts, something like that, do an audio or video call. And then if things aren't so important, now this is pretty important, an important point, saying important quite a lot, but it is. So knowing when to, if there's something that's not really important, you don't want to kind of give someone a tap on the shoulder and say, hey, and distract them from what they're doing, is to use something like a project management software side of things. So post a discussion in Basecamp or a new card in Trello or even just an email, plain old email. And that way it works out a little bit better in terms of being a lot less distracting. So that's something I really want to kind of get into your head and try to push it in there, is working out your communication or how you implement your communication. So I know it's getting a bit harder. So where I work, we are heavily in Slack and more of the team have been coming onto it. So we've also got admins, designers, developers as well in the Slack channels. And we have multiple Slack channels and we have multiple accounts there for different parts of the business, and it can get quite noisy. Surprisingly, you wouldn't think, it's just a Slack going off, but you know, there's a lot going on, especially in just your open channels. It can get quite noisy, so much you may need to actually turn notifications off completely. So it's very, very important to know that some interactions can be quite distracting and can really hamper productivity. And that, of course, will affect the team, how well it's working. So staging things out. So I'll just give a quick little summary here. If it's not so important, send an email, leave a message in a discussion or a card or something like that in some kind of software that someone can read later and the notifications are fairly quiet. If it's semi-important, you need something or at least a longer, if you're going to be doing a lot of back and forth, then use some kind of instant messaging client, so Slack or HipChat, something like that. And if it's very, very important, then obviously something major is going on, then yeah, a phone call, or ping them on Skype with a phone call there, or Hangouts, or whatever kind of way that's going to go bang straight in your face because something needs to be worked out right now. So that's really important with communication. So it kind of leads on to my next point, though, which is being on the same page. So if you're on a team and not everyone's on the same page, friction starts to build and the team starts to slow down, and it also affects a third point I have in regards to positive attitude. Now, being on the same page is very, very essential. People should know where everyone is at, or where the project is at, where it's heading and what the end goal is, and then making sure that all the in-between bits are kind of filled in. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have your own thoughts on something. It's certainly, coming back to good communication, is being able to voice those opinions and have them taken on board and not be just shunned away. Everyone should be accepting an opinion or an idea or a thought, but making sure that you're on the same page overall for the whole project is really important. Like, it's massively important. It's something that I think gets overlooked. And it does come down as well as expectations. Now, that will come from could come from a number of places. Product manager is generally the biggest one, seeing those expectations and what is expected from each person's role or what they're doing for that week or something like that. But making sure that same page is incredibly important. It's right up there with communication. It does kind of mesh into communication. You probably could bundle them into one, but I think it's kind of overlooked a bit. Like, people just like, okay, this is my job, I'm doing that. They're not really being on the same page. It's like, oh, I've got to do this now. But having that that reasoning or the knowledge in your head of, you know, where things are at, where they're going, and what's the end goal, and making sure that everyone keeps on that flow, that same page throughout the entire project is really important. Now, if you're on that same page, then which brings me to my third point. It promotes a positive attitude. Like, there's nothing really to be down on if you're just looking at the communication and being on the same page kind of thing. That will promote a positive attitude, which is really important. When the attitude throughout a project, now this isn't just an individual, this kind of, well, it will affect an individual or multiple individuals, but it'll bring the whole team down. So it's kind of a positive attitude for the whole team. But having that, it really, really makes a huge difference. There's a lot of entrepreneurs who have been really pushing this. There's quite a number of them. And how much it does change the business, you know. Happy workers are good workers. So keeping that and making sure that everything's happening. So we don't want people putting anyone down. So it's a lot of celebrating victories and kind of building people up when they've done something really good, or if they've improved with something or anything like that, anything that's going to promote a general goodness or happiness in the project. And it's also good to make sure that you are actively looking for anyone who seems like they might be down in the positive attitude, like they might be very neutral or not feeling or being very negative, essentially. Or even just a little bit negative, just, you know, tap them and say, hey, what's going on? Doing the whole are you okay kind of thing, as well as, you know, just maybe giving them a bit of a pep up if you've noticed that they haven't really got any praises or anything lately. Just find a small reason, just the smallest little thing, like, hey, that was awesome, or hey, that was really good, thanks for helping me with that, or something like that. That can really change someone's attitude towards the project and how they're feeling in general. So trying to keep that positive attitude is really important. Now, my fourth point is compromise. Now, this is a pretty big one. When we work by ourselves, we kind of have our own ways of working. Now, in a team, that way might not quite go with how the team is, or their procedures, or their flow, or whatever's going on with that team. So there's times where you have to put away what you are used to doing and just follow what the team is doing. Now, again, it doesn't, as I was talking in communication, doesn't mean you have to, in the same page, you don't have to be compromising your integrity or anything like that. You still need to have opinions and still need to bring up thoughts. But the main thing is, like, if you have a certain way of working with something, so for example, in Ruby with a service object, you might be doing like a class name dot call, and someone might think, yeah, okay, well, we want to do like a class name dot fetch or dot some other name that kind of makes a little bit more sense in terms of the method on the end. But the team's kind of decided that, yeah, we're going to use dot call for all of those kind of service objects because we're trying to build this consistency with service objects, as well as, you know, this is something that we've applied. Or even if we're looking what we've been doing with better specs, so with RSpec, that's betterspecs.org. Following that convention, you know, there are times where that stuff, it doesn't quite make sense. Like I had this the other day where it did look a little bit harder to read, but it's keeping that consistency throughout the project. And as we know, consistency is better than having something disjointed in code. So compromising on those kind of things is important. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to not have something that you want to happen not happen in the team. You know, it's just how it is. Essentially, you can suggest to do things, and the main thing coming back to that communication is everyone takes it on board and you collectively decide. And then if the decision is not to go with that thing now, or they might revisit in the future, you just have to be okay, cool, that's what we've decided as a team, and now let's keep moving forward. Let's be positive about what's happened, and we're just going to keep moving on. So that compromise is really important. Like another good example is when you are working with your code and you just like to push to a branch or push to master, if you're a bit of a wild cowboy, but the team is all about pull requests and everyone must review it. Now, your compromise is you can't just issue a pull request and merge it in. You know, everyone needs to have a look over it because there might be things you miss or anything like that. There's reasons for a team issuing the way that they want to do things, the workflow with that. So everyone has to look over the pull request, or if it's been left open for a certain amount of time and no one's really commented, then maybe this is all coming down to the expectations, which come through to communication again. As you can see, communication is the biggest topic there. So, you know, working out all those things that you need to compromise with and try to be positive about that is really, really important. And it all comes down to, as a total, when you're looking at compromises and being on the same page, is pairing. So pairing can really promote help you with areas where you need to compromise, being on the same page, as well as bringing that positive attitude. So pairing can promote all of those, or at least touch on all those points. So pairing is really important because whether it's, as I've spoken about pairing in the past, if you're pairing with someone who is better in a certain area than you, or not as good as you in a certain area, or the same, it generally will lift everything up because you're getting another set of eyes on it, and we do kind of get blinkers going on. So that's really handy. As well as you might have someone come in from another area of the application you're developing or the website you're developing that they don't know about, and they might bring up things that you have not even thought of. So that's a pretty big one. Like, it's very, very surprising how much these things come up. And I kind of put pairing into pull requests as well. So we're doing a ton of pull requests in a new project we've been doing. And there's lots of things that you wouldn't have thought of, or things that generally like, oh, I didn't realize I could do it that way. I thought there was no way to do it. So that kind of touches on pairing a bit there. But it really can boost things. Like, if you're working on something and you've got someone else who is assisting you with that, and whether you're doing like side-by-side pairing or just sending code snippets back and forth, any kind of way that you want to do your pairing. But generally, you'll be improving the code. That's pretty rare, or at least from my point of view, it's been pretty rare that code quality will go down while pairing. So things will be looking nice, you know, pull requests get merged quicker. And that builds that positive attitude, like, yeah, cool, we're getting this stuff, we've got momentum going, everything's great, you know. So it touches on that positive attitude point. So that's essentially it. The pairing was quite of a small thing, but I think it's very, very important. So just to reiterate over those, it's communication. Biggest one, really, really focus on that, you know, how you're communicating, when you're communicating, and things like that. Then compromise, you know, learning to compromise on things. not take it to heart, and yeah, just kind of make sure that you don't put anything in to cause friction in the team. The next is having a positive attitude, because, you know, when the attitude wanes and you start to go into negativity, things start to slow down, and people aren't just giving out their best work because they're not happy about it. Pairing, you know, I spoke all about that just a second ago. Really, really important. It can boost productivity and things like that all throughout the team. And then being on the same page, which again comes up with communication, making sure that everyone knows, you know, what's expected, where things are at, where they're going, and the end goal, and making sure that everyone's happy with how things are going to go in between. So that's essentially it. I'd love to know how you guys work in teams and what you've found. You know, my thoughts on this will probably change over the next 12 months or even less. I think this is something that's always changing, and it does change between teams and companies. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are, your experiences, and what you think of these general points. If you have anything to say, please leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you the next episode.